Kane Review, Print Speaking to the Blind, celebrating 40 years of audio newspaper production. Welcome to this week's edition of the Kirkintilloch Herald podcast, recorded at the Bishopriggs Media Centre by our amazing volunteers. You can get in touch with us via Facebook, Twitter or Instagram using @KaneReview. That is @CueAndReview. You can also contact us directly by emailing information@kunereview.com. That is information@CueAndReview.com. Or by calling 0141 772 3976. That's 0141 772 3976.
This week's paper, published on the 15th of November 2023, has been read to you by Alan, Corey, Hunter and Ian. Race Against Dementia. Scottish racing legend Sir Jackie Stewart headed up a fundraising gala to tackle dementia at the new headquarters of the Molesdale Foundation in Bishopriggs. Nicknamed the Flying Scot, Sir Jackie founded Race Against Dementia after his wife, Lady Stewart, was diagnosed with the condition. The charity funds global research towards a breakthrough cure for dementia, and the ball, the first to take place at the brand new Molesdale Foundation headquarters, raised over £150,000 to help with its cutting-edge research into the prevention and treatment of the condition. Speaking at the event, three-time Formula One world champion Sir Jackie said, "Dementia is an urgent and accelerating problem that will take ingenuity and ambition to resolve. By ensuring that the most promising and groundbreaking research gets funding it needs, we can put ourselves in pole position to find a cure." David has been a wonderful supporter of Race Against Dementia for many years, and I'm grateful for everything he has done. A number of other distinguished guests joined Sir Jackie at the event, including fellow Scottish racing legends David Coulthart and Alan McNish, as well as Andy Cameron, Mark Stewart and Rona Mackay MSP. Established by local businessman David Molesdale, the Molesdale Foundation has supported RAD since 2019, organising various high visibility fundraising activities. Alongside David, the dignitaries unveiled a plaque marking the official opening of the charity venue. The new facility will not only act as its headquarters, but 2,000 capacity events venue will also be made available free of charge to other recognised charities. Next year, the Foundation is planning to host events for up to 12 charities, with all proceeds from the table sales and other fundraising going directly to the charity. It is estimated that the new venue could save the charity sector in Scotland over £500,000 per year. David said, "Dementia is a global crisis and, without a cure, one in three people today will develop the disease. Like Sir Jackie, I too have personal experience of how dementia can devastate a family and, together, we are taking action. I'm very proud that the Molesdale Foundation was again able to support his extraordinary drive in curing this horrific disease. I'm delighted that the new headquarters is now open and look forward to welcoming charities from across Scotland and supporting their vital work. Over the last 33 years, the Molesdale Foundation and companies owned and controlled by founder David have supported hundreds of philanthropic endeavours, donating over £33 million to worthwhile causes in the UK and abroad. By the end of this year, it will be over £34 million. The charity's new Bishopriggs facility will be made available free of charge to other recognised charities, with the foundation providing catering, staff and food at no extra cost. This will allow the charitable organisations to receive 100% of the income from their events. Charities can also hold their meetings or training events here for free. RAD has become a global charity that works in partnership with some of the world's leading medical research institutions. It also funds pioneering research through their fellowship programme, investing in early career scientists. Their mission is to work smarter and faster to cure dementia. RAD is also an official charity partner of Formula One, providing a global platform to raise awareness and funds for dementia research. This Week in History, read by me, Ian. November 16, 1959. The Sound of Music, a Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, opened on Broadway. November 17, 1882. The Royal Astronomer witnessed an unidentified flying object from the Greenwich Royal Observatory. It was described as a strange celestial visitor, a circular object glowing green. On this day last year, Chancellor Jeremy Hunt revealed his autumn budget, with announcements including a rise in the national living wage and help with energy costs extended for all households. November 18, 1987. The worst fire in the history of the London Underground killed 31 people at King's Cross. On this day last year, author Catherine Rundell was awarded the Bailey Gifford Prize for non-fiction for her modern biography, documenting the many sides of poet, scholar and priest John Donne. November 1988, Christina Onassis, daughter of the Greek shopping magnate Aristotle, died from a pulmonary edema, aged just 37. On this day last year, Children in Need raised more than £35 million following its annual fundraising show. November 20th, 1944, after 5 years of blackout, the lights were switched on again in Piccadilly, Strand and Fleet Street.
A Christmas whodunit. Aspiring Sherlocks and trainee Taggarts are being invited to put their sleuthing skills to the test at a festive murder mystery night in Kirkintilloch. East Dunbartonshire libraries are getting ready to open their doors after hours for a series of special events. It all begins on Friday, 1st December, with Murder Mystery Night, The Body in the Library at William Patrick Library, Kirkintilloch. Whether you're a true crime expert, armchair detective, or just looking for a unique Christmas night out, why not see if you can crack the case? The evening of interactive live theatre will be hosted by Scotland's longest-running murder mystery company, the award-winning Tent Peg Murderers, and will feature a cast of talented actors. A Christmas party takes a dastardly turn when a terrible crime is committed, with guests challenged to channel their inner Miss Marples to gather evidence and uncover the culprit before it's too late. It's all part of the new Library Lates initiative by East Dunbartonshire Leisure and Culture Trust, EDLCT, which will see local venues branch out and host alternative events in the evenings. Tickets cost £10 per adult, including a complimentary welcome refreshment. The suspense starts at 7pm, finishing with a flourish at 9pm. Chairman of EDLCT, Councillor Jim Gibbons, said, "This is a fun opportunity for people to display their detective skills while enjoying an evening of festive entertainment and hospitality, supporting local libraries into the bargain." Look out for news of more evening events coming soon. Secure your tickets for a night of sleuthing and Yuletide celebration by visiting the Ticketlight website. William Patrick Library, 2 to 4 West High Street, Kirkintilloch, G66 1AD, is usually open 10am to 8pm Monday to Thursday and 10am to 5pm Fridays and Saturdays. Call 0141 777 3141. That's 0141 777 3141. Or visit the East Dunbartonshire Leisure Library website. Read by Alan Todd.
Support payment as recorded by Hunter MacDonald. East Dunbartonshire Council has introduced a household support payment as part of the ongoing cost of living support programme for 2023-2024. When setting the current budget, the Council agreed a range of measures to support people during this challenging period. The support payment is a one-off payment of £150 that will be made available to 1,000 households on a first-come, first-served basis until all funds have been allocated. The payment is for those East Dunbartonshire residents who do not currently receive means-tested benefits. You can find out if you meet the criteria and apply online by visiting eastonbarton.gov.uk/residence/course-livingston/household-support-payment or arrange a paper copy by calling 0300 123 4510. Live and Learn Cash Boost is welcomed. Local MSP for Strathkelvin Bearsden, Rona Mackay, has welcomed £50,000 worth of Scottish Government funding for an Eastern Bartonshire project which fosters entrepreneurship. Live and Learn Entrepreneurial Attitude, based in Rona's constituency, is one of 42 projects in Scotland which will benefit from a share of the £1.6 million of cash support from the Ecosystem Fund. The local project at Lennoxdown Enterprise Centre delivers inspirational workshops to help build confidence and resilience and also supports businesses to invest in the emotional health and well-being of their employees. The Ecosystem Fund is aimed at helping people from underrepresented backgrounds start their own businesses and nurture new companies. There will also be funding to help women and other priority groups become entrepreneurs and access support. SNP MSP Rona Mackay said, "I am delighted this latest round of SNP Scottish Government support for entrepreneurial talent will provide funding to a project in my own constituency. These funds will unlock enormous potential in budding sectors of our economy, helping Scots to utilise their talents and easing financial pressures for those hit hardest by the ongoing cost of living crisis. It is the SNP's mission to foster an entrepreneurial climate built on the three pillars of equality, opportunity and community, and this fund is an important step towards making that a reality." Peak free trains already worth it. Eastern Bartonshire's Green MSP Ross Greer has marked the first month without peak time fares on Scotland's railways by highlighting that local commuters to Glasgow will already have made big savings. Earlier this year, the Scots Greens secured a six-month trial period in which peak time rail fares were removed. This period began on October the 2nd. Abolishing peak time fares has been a long-standing call of rail workers' unions, particularly the train drivers' union, ASLEF. To date, people buying five peak time return tickets each week from Lenzie to Glasgow will already have saved over £50, and those travelling daily from Lenzie to Edinburgh will have saved over £300. Ross Greer, Green MSP for the West of Scotland, commented, "Many Eastern Bartonshire residents are already saving hundreds of pounds as a result of the Scottish Greens policy, and I'm sure it is encouraging others who haven't previously travelled by train to begin doing so. This trial is critical to our efforts to both help people through the cost of living crisis and tackle the climate crisis by reducing emissions from cars." It's yet another example of Greens and the Scottish Government delivering both for people and the planet. "I'd strongly encourage local residents to make best use of these cheaper peak time trains, which will in turn help us win the argument to make this change permanent." P6 Pupils Quiz MSP. Rona Mackay shared her experiences in life as an MSP with pupils at Lairdsland Primary School during a recent visit. The Strathkelvin Bearsden MSP was questioned by pupils as part of the school's Scottish Parliament project. The P6 class asked a diverse array of questions, including Miss Mackay's duties as an elected representative and her work as a journalist before she became an MSP. SNP MSP Rona said, "I'd like to thank Lairdsland Primary for having me. I had a great time in answering so many brilliant questions from the young people who have been learning about the Scottish Parliament as part of their social studies topic. I was impressed with the energy and enthusiasm pupils showed during the visit, and I look forward to visiting again in the future." A concert to launch Christmas. Kirkintilloch Mealvoys Choir will launch the start of Christmas celebrations in the town with their festive concert. The celebration of Christmas concert will again be held in the iconic St Mary's Parish Church on Saturday, December the 2nd. Running from 2:30 p.m, the concert of traditional and new Christmas songs is the heart of Kirkintilloch's festive celebrations. Tickets for the event cost £6, with no admission cost for children of primary school age. These can be purchased from any choir member by emailing tickets_kmvc@hotmail.co.uk or by phoning 0141 775 2437, or using TicketSource at ticketsource.co.uk/Kirkintilloch-male-voice-choir.
Collection volunteers. The UK's leading end-of-life charity, Marie Curie, is calling for volunteers in Kirkintilloch and Bishopbriggs to give just a couple of hours of their time to help bring care, comfort and joy this Christmas by volunteering to collect for its Christmas appeal. Marie Curie believes everyone experiencing death, dying or bereavement should be able to have the best Christmas possible, which is why it is encouraging people across Kirkintilloch and Bishopbriggs to don a festive hat and take to their local Asda to help raise much needed funds to support people facing the toughest of times this festive season. Marie Curie help people with any illness they are likely to die from, including Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia, heart, liver, kidney and lung disease, motor neuron disease, Parkinson's and advanced cancer. And the charity is dependent on public donations to their nurses and healthcare professionals, so their nurses and healthcare professionals can provide expert hospice care, whatever the illness, in the comfort of their own home and at its local hospice. The money raised also funds the charity's free support line and web chat, which is available to anyone with an illness they're likely to die from and those close to them. It offers practical and emotional support on everything from symptom management and day-to-day care to financial information and bereavement support. Over the next 5 years, Marie Curie aims to double the number of people across the UK being cared for and supported in homes, its hospices and throughout its free information and support services. Amanda Casey, Marie Curie community fundraiser, said, "If you're interested in helping us, we'd love to hear from you. Volunteering is a great way to meet new people in your local area and to help get you into the Christmas spirit. To find out more about how you can give care, comfort and joy this Christmas, visit the Marie Curie website or contact your local community fundraiser, Amanda Casey, on 07714 138 348. That's 07714 138 348, or email amanda.casey@mariecurie.org.uk. That's amanda.casey@mariecurie.org.uk. To donate to Marie Curie's Christmas appeal, visit the Marie Curie website.
Specsavers team's milestone. Specsavers staff in Greater Glasgow are celebrating 10 years of bringing essential eye care to tens of thousands of people unable to leave their homes across the region. For the past decade, more than 31,000 home eye tests have been given by the Specsavers Glasgow Home Visits team. The home visit service is particularly important during the winter months when people unable to leave their home unaccompanied can become more isolated. Karen Craig, Customer Service Director for Specsavers Glasgow Home Visits, said, "We are very proud of this milestone. We often visit older people, and in addition to our professional expertise, we are really conscious that we might be the only people they see that week. Maintaining good vision is a key part of any person's quality of life, but perhaps more so for our customers because they often have limited mobility, so most of their hobbies and pastimes will involve visual tasks."
Building society hits back against scams. Colleagues from the Bishopbriggs branch of Yorkshire Building Society held an event to help people recognise and avoid financial fraud and scams. Customer consultants Pauline Moore and Elizabeth Salmond held the session for 35 local people at St Dominic's Church Hall in Bishopbriggs. It included advice It included advice on how to spot common types of financial scams, including investment, romance, impersonation, and purchase scams. Participants were also directed to more information and tools to help keep them and their money safe. Building societies, banks, and other financial service providers work hard to protect their customers from financial crime. In 2022, almost 61.5 pence in every £1 of attempted unauthorised fraud was blocked by the industry. Unauthorised fraud losses affecting consumers totaled £726.9 million, but the financial services industry managed to prevent a further £1.2 billion. Evelyn Kenny, branch manager at Yorkshire Building Society in Glasgow and Bishopbriggs, said, "Scams can happen to anybody, but older people are often targeted when it comes to financial fraud. By hosting this session, we hope to have equipped people in Bishopbriggs area with the information to help make people more aware of the risks and protect them against common financial scams." Yorkshire Building Society is part of the Take 5 national campaign led by UK Finance and backed by the government that offers straightforward and impartial advice to help everyone protect themselves from preventable financial fraud. This includes email deception and phone-based scams, as well as online fraud, particularly where criminals impersonate trusted organisations. For more information on protecting yourself from fraud, please visit the Yorkshire Building Society website. The Bishopbriggs branch is based at the Triangle Shopping Centre and is open 5 days a week, 9am to 4:30pm, on Mondays and Fridays, 9am to 2:30pm on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and 9:30am to 2:30pm on Wednesdays, but closed at weekends.
Holiday choices. Holidaymakers will have increased choice for summer 2024 thanks to EasyJet, who have announced two new routes into its Scottish network. The collection of new routes on sale features popular beach and city break destinations, including Larnaca and Enfidia for the first time. Flights to Enfidia, Tunisia, are scheduled to launch from May the 2nd, with twice weekly departures on Thursdays and Sundays throughout the year. The airline is also launching flights to Cyprus's port city, Larnaca, scheduled to launch on May the 4th, with twice weekly departures throughout the summer on Tuesdays and Saturdays. The new flights are among the 12 new routes that the EasyJet has added to its UK network for summer 2024, and flights on new summer routes from Glasgow can be booked at easyjet.com. Having your say on area's care budget. Residents in East Dumbartonshire are being urged to have their say on the budget principles for the area's health and social care partnership. That will help determine next year's budget. As with other public sector organisations, the HSCP is under extreme financial pressures and is expected to make savings of £4.1 million to £4.5 million each year for the next 5 years, a cumulative total of £17.2 million. However, detailed work for 2024-25 indicates the financial challenge will more likely be in the region of £7.4 million. Within East Dumbartonshire, the HSCP delivers assessment for access to social care, care at home, care homes, independent living and social support, and district nursing. It also provides rehabilitation services, child and adult protection, aids and adaptations, as well as addiction and mental health services. HSCP Chief Caroline Sinclair said, "These are financially challenging times for the HSCP, with the unit cost of providing and buying services rising significantly, while the funding provided to pay for this is not following suit. There is also increasing demand for services for older people and mental health and addiction services. Therefore, we would like to hear the views of people living in East Dumbartonshire on some budget principles for the coming year to enable us to prioritise the services best meet the needs of the people we support." The HSCP also has responsibility for unplanned hospital care and in reducing the amount of time people spend within a hospital setting when that is not the best place for them. residents can access the HSCP budget consultation on the ETC website, where they will be asked to share their views. The consultation runs until December the 1st, and is an opportunity to make your voice heard on the area's community-based health care services. Points to be discussed in the consultation includes whether individuals who have the means should pay more for the services they receive directly, Bridge's application on whether there should be an equity of access to services based on need, and the potential delay slash reduction slash pausing or cancellation of services as part of a recovery plan amid budget pressures. Partnership plans. Aldi has new festive friends. Aldi has launched a partnership with Age Scotland to help combat loneliness this winter, and they are encouraging young Scots to send a poem or joke to an older person this festive season. That's as part of their Festive Friends Postbox initiative, running in stores now. Working with the National Charity for Older People, the Festive Friends campaign asks shoppers with young children to share their favourite poem or joke on a special postcard and submit it to the postboxes in all Scottish Aldi stores until Sunday, November the 19th. Postcards will be distributed to 90 of East Scotland's community groups hosting a Christmas event throughout late November and December, funded by Age Scotland grants. Stacey Kitsinger from the charity said, "We're delighted to team up with Aldi to help spread some festive cheer this winter and make a difference to the lives of older people in communities across Scotland. While many of us are looking forward to spending the festive season with family and friends, it's heartbreaking to think that the equivalent of one older person in every street in Scotland feels lonely all or most of the time. The festive period is an opportunity for communities and generations to come together. That's why we're encouraging young shoppers and their families to add some sparkle to an older person's day this winter and share their favourite poem or joke on Aldi's festive friends postcard. Age Scotland has member groups and communities around the country. For many older people, this will be one of the biggest social events, if not the only social event they will attend this winter. Aldi Scotland will also be donating £1,000 to Age Scotland to support 200 calls on its Friendship Line, a free telephone service which older people can call to have a friendly chat during their day to help combat feelings of isolation. One Friendship Line call to an older person costs £5, and shoppers who are able to can also donate directly to the charity via QR codes found in every Festive Friends postbox. The campaign has launched off the back of recent findings from Age Scotland's Big Survey, which indicated almost two-thirds, 66%, of older people don't feel valued for their contribution to society. The campaign aims to remind them of the joy of shared friendships and people thinking of them near and far. Richard Holloway from Aldi said, "This is a fantastic partnership which should really make a positive difference to people living in communities right across Scotland. There's a wonderful opportunity here to light up someone's day through the words of children and young people. Age Scotland does excellent work, and we hope the support of our shoppers will continue to help those most in need." The Big Survey. Age Scotland's Big Survey provided a powerful insight into the lives of older people. The results demonstrate the immense contributions and enormous value older people add, but sadly, many of the results make for grim reading. Indeed, 41% of respondents said they are feeling the pinch, compared to 26% in 2021. A further 35% said they're becoming financially squeezed in the next year. Alarmingly, 54% currently in employment do not think they would have enough saved for retirement. Just 18% felt as though they would have saved enough. 11% said they didn't have any personal or workplace pension savings at all. New council tax proposals laid before Holyrood. Draft regulations allowing local authorities to charge up to double the full rate of council tax on second homes have been laid before the Scottish Parliament. If approved, local authorities would be able to supply the council tax premium on homes that are not used as a main residence. This change, a programme for government commitment, attracted majority support in a joint consultation with the Convention of Scottish Local Authorities, COSLA. It will bring second homes into in with long-term empty homes from the 1st of April 2024. The 2024-25 financial year will be based on rates from 2023-24. Public Minister Tom Arthur said, "We want everyone in Scotland to have a home that meets their needs. We know second homes can sometimes benefit local communities, but they can also restrict the availability of housing and increase costs for people who want to rent or buy. Subject to approval by Parliament, this legislation aims to prioritise housing for a living by allowing council authorities to charge a council tax premium on second homes." Backed by a majority of respondents to our joint consultation with COSLA, it will enable councils to seek a fair contribution towards local services from second homeowners. COSLA Resources Spokesperson Councillor Katie Hagman said, "Subject to parliamentary approval, COSLA very much welcomes the ability for councils to take the decision to increase the premium on second homes in their areas. Allowing the politicians who are closer to their communities to take decisions about what best suits local needs and circumstances is very well aligned to the Verity House Agreement. A second home is classed as any home that is not used for someone's primary residence, but that is occupied for at least 25 days a year. Latest figures show that as at the end of September 2022, there were 24,287 second homes in Scotland. Second homes are currently subject to a default 50% discount on council tax. However, councils can vary charges and the majority already charge second homeowners the full rate, the maximum permitted. A Walk for Children. The NSPCC is calling on the public to rally friends and family to take part in A Walk for Children. Landmarks across Scotland are getting set to light up green on the longest night of the year, December 22nd, in support of the charity. And, as preparations ramp up for that, the NSPCC is calling on families and friends across the country to get together and sign up to walk 5 kilometres that night to raise vital funds for the charity. Landmarks like the Falkirk Wheel, Glasgow Science Centre and Edinburgh's Camera Obscura will turn green to highlight the help the charity provides young people in their darkest hours. The charity's Childline Service will have counsellors on hand to answer life-changing calls throughout the festive period, including Christmas Day. Find out more at nspcc.org.uk. Trade bodies SOS to save hospitality in Scotland. A leading trade body has launched a campaign to save Scotland's hospitality sector. And, in doing so, the Scottish Hospitality Group, SHG, has warned the Scottish Government there are just 5 weeks to save the industry. Calling on the Government to use the Scottish budget to help, the campaign is asking for emergency support and a new long-term deal to support the sector to thrive. SHG Director Stephen Montgomery said, "The hospitality industry, our pubs, bars, clubs, cafes, restaurants and hotels, makes a vital contribution to Scotland's economy and they are embedded in the heart of our communities. But the hospitality industry faces a crisis and we can't go on like this. Without government support, there will be higher prices for consumers, a loss of jobs, and many of our best-loved hospitality businesses closing their doors forever. We need to back our hospitality industry to survive and thrive. A new, fairer deal on business rates would be one step the government can take in the budget to give our hospitality industry a fighting chance. A freeze in rates on the status quo won't be enough. We need long-term reform. This is an SOS. We need to help make sure the Scottish hospitality can survive." The campaign warns many local venues could be lost without a new support amidst a crisis, with many businesses struggling to recover from the double economic punch of the COVID-19 pandemic and rising costs, such as inflation and energy prices. SHG claims the double economic punch has disproportionately hit the hospitality sector more than any other sector of the Scottish economy. Since March 2020, over 15,000 hospitality business venues have shut across the UK, and SHG's Safer Scottish Hospitality campaign calls on Scotland's finance minister to use December's budget to provide emergency support. They want to see an emergency 75% business rates relief, the creation of a new hospitality category for business rates, and a new partnership between the hospitality industry and government to develop a plan to grow Scotland's hospitality industry and address the challenges it faces. Business. Huge boost for welfare charity at annual bash. A Scottish animal welfare charity has been handed a huge boost at a national industry celebration. The Cat's Whiskers was granted £30,000 at the Pets Foundation annual charity ball last week. And the founders of a cat rehoming charity were absolutely blown away by the funding. Following the event, charity founders Kathy and Donna said, "This donation means everything to us and secures the future for the Cat's Whiskers. The money will enable us to upgrade our facilities and focus more of our time on caring for the animals. Before, our cats had to travel to receive veterinary care, causing unnecessary extra stress to already uncomfortable and anxious cats. Now, they will be able to receive the care and attention they need in a dedicated room, helping their overall comfort and well-being. We couldn't be more grateful to the Pets Foundation, and knowing they believe in us means the world to us. The money will help Kathy and Donna build an essential new veterinary room and outdoor enrichment area to make life better for the cats and kittens in their care." Pets Foundation is a charity of animal superstore, Pets at Home. Since its launch in 2006, the foundation has raised a staggering £50 million to help support animal rescue and rehoming organisations through grants and donations. In this year alone, the charity raised £6 million with nearly 400 animal organisations, 54,000 pets and 17,000 people benefiting. Broadcaster Claire Balding hosted the event last week, which raised £114,000. Let's talk. Kirkintilloch and Bishopbriggs Herald letters page, date Wednesday the 15th of November. Kirkintilloch lights stuck at red for purple pound. Sir, the third Tuesday in November, this year, November the 21st, is known as Purple Thursday and refers to the purple found, the spending power of disabled people and their families. It is estimated the number of disabled in the UK has increased from 11.9 million in 2014 to 13.3 million in 2019. The prevalence of disability rises with age, and it is estimated 3 in 4 and their families have stopped using a UK business, citing poor accessibility and or poor customer service. Similarly, nearly 75% of disabled online customers will click away from a website due to the inaccessibility. In the UK alone, the purple pound is worth £274 billion and is estimated to be rising by 14% a year, yet less than 10% of organisations have a targeted plan to access this market. This is not only a huge frustration for disabled people, but it's also a huge missed opportunity for businesses in our town centre. In Kirkintilloch, many businesses are missing out due to the inaccessibility of the town itself, as inclusive design has never been a priority for our town planners, leaving disabled shoppers excluded, in clear breach of the Equality Act 2010. The shared space experiment has failed here, just as elsewhere. It clearly discriminates against the disabled people, and many avoid the town altogether due to the dangers and confusion there. Funding difficulties. In May 2022, our council voted to reinstate the traffic lights at the busy Catherine Street Junction, following continuous demands from the public, together with disability organisations like the National Federation of the Blind. However, there appears to be funding difficulties which I can address later. There are other access issues which need to be addressed. The main street, Cowgate, is inaccessible to many blind, visually impaired and other disabled and elderly pedestrians, due to cafe furniture and other street clutter. I have repeatedly asked EDC officers to make it a requirement for cafe owners to put a perimeter screen around the tables and chairs. The current use of planters as segregations adds to the problem. Flatboard screening would prevent white canes becoming entangled in chairs and customers' baggage, allowing the safe navigation of disabled pedestrians to access their town and support all the businesses there. The outer surface of the screen boards could also be used for adverts, thereby negating the need for A-boards. Whilst council officers agree to implement these changes, no action has been taken. Community Council, I, on behalf of many blind, deaf-blind, visually impaired and other disabled people, would be grateful if readers would contact their local councillor to support us in accessing our town centre, so we can spend our money in local shops. I would also challenge Kirkintilloch Community Council, KCC, to follow the constitution in supporting the views of the local community. The reinstatement of the lights at the Catherine Street Junction will make a huge difference to the accessibility of the town centre and will bring a marked rise in footfall. The safety of the public is paramount and funding for this project must be seen as a priority. It was Sustrans, together with EDC officers, with the support of Kirkintilloch Community Council, KCC, who supported the installation of the shared space scheme. Therefore, they have a responsibility to acquire funding to reinstate our traffic lights. If funding, to the tune of £2.2 million for the frivolous and purely cosmetic redevelopment of Regent Gardens, at a time of severe financial constraints, can be acquired, many feel that the priorities of ETC are misguided. Public funds. In November 2021, I was directed to a new development in Townhead Square, which leads from Townhead to Sainsbury and is fronted by MSP Rona Mackay's office and EDVA. This area is privately owned by the store and a number of planters and benches have been installed through public funding of £11,500, secured by KCC. However, no public consultation had taken place and no equality impact assessment had been carried out. There were several areas of safety concern, such as dangerous low branches, which I discussed with Sainsbury, and these dangers were addressed. In July, I was contacted by Sustrans, who advised that they, in conjunction with KCC, had acquired a further £25,000 in public funding to replace the current planters, etc., which were installed only 2 years ago. Why should £36,500 of public funds be used to enhance a privately owned area, and is this really a priority during the current cost of living crisis? Particularly when 50 yards from this site there is a food bank. Yours, etc., Sandy Taylor, Kirkintilloch. Fundy Community Defibrillator Programme. Apply. The British Heart Foundation has teamed up with Royal Mail to deliver 220 defibrillator packages across Scotland. Scotland's Defib Black Spots Unveiled. Communities across Scotland are being urged to apply for a free life-saving defibrillator from the British Heart Foundation. The charity have teamed up with the Royal Mail to make 220 defibrillator packages available to communities as part of its Community Defibrillator Fund. The Heart Charity has said areas with greatest need will be prioritised, those with high deprivation and limited access to defibrillators. New findings have revealed Scotland's defibrillator black spots, with round-trip walking time to the nearest defibrillator from centre postcode. Worst off of the 10 is Dumfries, with a 26-minute round-trip, followed by Wick at 20 minutes, Kirkcaldy at 15 minutes, Kilwinning in North Ayrshire, and Drumchapel near Glasgow, both at 14 minutes, and Alloa at 10 minutes. Round-trip walks in Grangemouth, Easterhouse and Springburn are all 8 minutes, and Paisley 6 minutes round walking trip. Head of BHF Scotland, David McCogan, said, "Every defibrillator has the power to save a life. That's why I'm thrilled that we're able to fully fund 220 of these life-saving devices for communities. Every second counts when someone has a cardiac arrest. Performing early CPR and having access to a defibrillator gives someone the best chance of survival. There simply aren't enough defibrillators where they're needed most, as research has shown that many communities are too far away from the nearest defibrillator. These devices can make where you live safer, as cardiac arrest can happen to anyone, at any time. More communities will now have access to a defibrillator that can save lives. There are over 3,100 out-of-hospital cardiac arrests each year in Scotland, but less than 1 in 10 people survive. Every minute without CPR and a defibrillation, cardiac arrest can reduce the chance of survival by up to 10%. Quick CPR and defibrillation is vital to give someone the best chance of survival and can more than double the chances of surviving in some case. To apply, go to bhf.org.uk/defibfunding. That's bhf.org.uk/defibfunding. Benefiting the circuit with more machines. The BHF fears that unequal access to life-saving machines has created a defibrillator black spot that are putting lives at risk. That's why they've teamed up with Royal Mail to reduce such black spots and improve survival rates from out-of-hospital cardiac arrests. Local areas awarded one of these defibrillators will be provided with a defibrillator and cabinet, and installation costs will be covered where required. Communities awarded a defibrillator can order future replacement parts for free of charge when they expire or are used in a rescue. The charity will ensure that each defibrillator will also be registered on the circuit, the National Defibrillation Network. This allows ambulance services to direct bystanders to the nearest defibrillator in the event of a cardiac arrest. There are over 79,000 defibrillators registered on the circuit, 7,200 in Scotland. Recent research supported by the BHF found that people living in the most deprived areas of Scotland are an average 317 metres further away from their nearest 24/7 defibrillator than those in the least deprived areas, respectively. There are over 3,100 out-of-hour hospital cardiac arrests each year in Scotland, but less than 1 in 10 people survive. Every minute without a CPR defibrillation after a cardiac arrest can reduce the chances of survival by up to 10%. Quick CPR and defibrillation is vital to give someone the best chance of survival and can more than double the chances of survival in some cases. Apply at bhf.org.uk/defibfunding. Family of tragic Ewan back campaign. Ewan Anderson died while playing football in Grangemouth last year. Now his family are backing calls for more defibrillators across Scotland. The 25-year-old quantity surveyor was a keen footballer but was unaware he had a rare genetic heart condition. Ewan suffered from ARVC, arrhythmogenic right ventricular cardiomyopathy, and collapsed during a five-a-side football game with friends in July 2022. Despite valiant efforts of those present, he died at the scene. His sister, Emily Thompson, said, "We were already aware that the shortage of defibrillators in the Grangemouth area, and it's vital that communities have equal access to those life-saving devices. In Ewan's case, there was a defibrillator in the scene very quickly, but he couldn't be saved. But if access to one might help someone else in the future, I'd urge community groups to apply." Dr. Chris Wilkinson is a senior lecturer in cardiology at Howard York Medical School and led the research using a BHF circuit data. He said, "I'm delighted to see this programme launch. We recently highlighted just how far every postcode is in Great Britain from the nearest defibrillator and how deprivation levels affect the public's access. It's great to see the BHF leading the way in providing defibrillators to so many communities." Greg Shea said the Royal Mail were very proud to support the initiative and said they hope to fund 420 defibrillators across the 4-year partnership. Again, to apply, head to bhf.org.uk/defibfunding. Frustrations over HCR bill. The Scottish Government has said it is to press ahead with a ban on humane cable restraints. But the move has been described as a dark day for biodiversity, wildlife and rural livelihoods by Scottish Land and Estates, SLE. The Rural Business Organisation has written an open letter to Gillian Martin, MSP, Minister for Energy and the Environment, after she confirmed to SLE that a ban on the devices would be brought forward as part of the Wildlife Management in Muirburn, Scotland Bill. Humane Cable Restraints, HCRs, are a modern device used predominantly by gamekeepers and farmers to control fox populations in order to protect livestock and other wildlife such as ground nesting birds. Both humane cable restraints and live capture traps have met the same humaneness standard under the Agreement on International Humane Trapping Standards. The ban will make it much more difficult for gamekeepers, farmers and land managers to control fox populations and the predation they carry out on other species. NFU Scotland and the Scottish Gamekeepers Association were amongst the organisations who also asking for HCRs to remain in use. SLE Director of Moorland, Ross Ewing, said, "Today is a dark day for biodiversity, wildlife and rural livelihoods. Anger and disappointment will reverberate through Scotland's land management community on the back of this decision. In less than a year, the Scottish Government has taken steps to systematically decimate the toolkit for fox control, first by curtailing the ability to use dogs to flush foxes, and now bringing forward an outright ban on the use of snares and HCRs. To do so at a time where biodiversity is hanging in the balance is unconscionable, and it is Scotland's most threatened, iconic species that will suffer as a result. Meanwhile, the red fox range continues to increase, posing an existential threat to species including lapwing, capercaillie, golden plover, curlew, meadow pitpit, merlin, snipe and hen harrier." Mr. Ewing added that it was galling the decision came just a day after the Holyrood Committee held an evidence session on the HCRs, suggesting it was a meaningless exercise. Make the most of Will Aid campaign. Residents in Scotland are being urged to secure their spot this month to have a will written to protect their family's assets and inheritance during this year's Will Aid campaign. During the current cost of living crisis, the Will Aid scheme, which sees solicitors across the UK volunteering their time to write wills throughout November, represents a great opportunity to check writing your will off your to-do list and ensure your family's future is protected. The annual nationwide fundraising campaign shares its proceeds between 9 of the UK's leading charities, ActionAid UK, Age UK, British Red Cross, Christian Aid, NSPCC, Save the Children, Sight Savers, CIAF Scotland, and Troicare Northern Ireland. Will Aid is open and appointments are now available at 5 firms in the region. Visit it at www.willaid.org.uk. That's www.willaid.org.uk to find your nearest solicitor. But hurry, as bookings will close at the end of November. District News, Wednesday the 15th of November. Churches. Milton of Campsie Church. The emergency appeal for the Middle East crisis is now at £907.32. This is in addition to our harvest appeal, which brought in £855 for Christian Aid. Thanks for the huge number of Operation Christmas Child boxes. They are now on their way to the distribution centre. Baby and Toddlers is on Monday morning, 2 p.m. Hobbies Club, 7:30 p.m. Badminton Club. This week, Cafe Connect is opening on Tuesday morning. All are welcome to come for a blether, a warm drink and a biscuit or scone. There's toys and snacks for the kids and Wi-Fi, and at no charge, just a donation. On Wednesday, November the 15th, Robert Keyes will talk to the Guild about St Andrew. Then, at 7 p.m, we meet for Time to Pray in the Eric Liddell. Come when you can, leave when you must. Please note the earlier starting time. And at 8 p.m, the board meets in the David Livingston. The BB groups meet on Friday at 6:15 p.m. We meet for worship on Sunday, November the 19th, at 11 a.m. We are delighted that Julie, our minister, is now well enough to lead worship. As we look towards Advent, please send in a photo of yourself with any word you can make out of Emmanuel. House groups. Monday, November the 20th at 6:30 p.m. Wednesday, November the 22nd at 2 p.m. Thursday, November the 24th at 7:15 p.m. Saturday, November 25th at 7 p.m. Father Song Concert, a vocal band of over 30 men from churches around Glasgow. Refreshments, admission free, donations to our outreach watch with SU Scotland and Go Mad, Sunday December the 3rd from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. There will be a Go Mad Extra, Mangerama, hot dogs on the menu. Springfield Cambridge Church. Morning worship on Sunday, November the 19th will be conducted by Reverend Ian Taylor, assisted by our Assistant Minister, Mrs. Julie Harty, in the sanctuary at 11 a.m. The Sunday School will meet in Room 2. Tea and coffee will be served in the Cabin Hall after morning worship. No collection is taken during the service, so donations can be made by placing them in the offering plates. Morning worship is also being live streamed. A link to this can be found on the Springfield Cambridge Church website, www.springfieldcambridge.org.uk, and Facebook page. There will be a vestry hour on Wednesday, November the 15th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. for anyone who would like to speak with the minister. There will be a short service of worship in the Springfield Chapel on Wednesday, November the 15th from 11:10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. followed by tea and coffee in the Hall of Fellowship. Christmas cards for the Lodging House Mission will be on sale in the Hall of Fellowship for the last time on Sunday, November 19. Monetary donations will also be gratefully received to help offset the cost of providing meals. The Guild Coffee Morning will be held on Saturday, November the 18th at 10 a.m. Tickets £5 adults, children free, are now available from members of the Guild. The Scottish Clarinet Choir will be holding a concert in the church on Saturday, November the 18th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets at the door, £5, children free. Materials for the December edition of The Record should be sent to our magazine editor, Marion Ray, by November 19th. St James Church, Rector Reverend Canon Paul Watson, 0141-230-4080. On Saturday, November the 18th, being the third Saturday in the month, Dads and Kids is held from 10:45 a.m. to noon, and is a great chance for dads with young children to get together around some banter, bacon rolls and coffee while the kids play. On Sunday, November the 19th, there will be a Sunday club at 10:30 a.m. There is a communion service at 11 a.m. on Thursday in the chapel, and on Sunday, November the 19th, in the chapel at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m. in the church. All welcome. For up to date and further information, refer to our social media, Facebook, St James LS, Bishopbriggs, website, www.stjamesbishopbriggs.org.uk. DL St Andrew's Parish Church. Prayer Hour for Israel and Gaza. We are hosting our informal prayer hour in our halls on Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. with all in the town welcome to share in prayer, support for all victims of this developing crisis. Please drop in and join in if this is so vital prayer time. You are all welcome at usual Sunday morning worship, with the service starting at 11 a.m. All sections of junior church plus the creche available. If you cannot come along to our church building, please do share in worship either live via the link you will find at the church website homepage, or catch up later on YouTube. The YouTube recording includes captions to assist the deaf and hard of hearing to also join in. To support these without access to the internet, we offer a free home delivery of a DVD recording of the service. Just let the church office know your address details and we will see to the rest. The office is open Monday, Wednesday and Friday mornings, 01698-264-097. The Kirk Session and Congregational Board members are reminded of the informal evening get-together with friends from Crosshill Parish Church, which will take place at Crosshill Halls from 7:15 p.m. on Thursday, November the 16th. Thanks to all who continue to support our Scott Baby Box appeal to provide aid to the Ukraine. A lorry is planned for our trip before Christmas. Any unused toys will be most helpful at this time. Befriend Motherwell has started a cheer Pilates class on Thursday mornings from 11:30 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. Refreshments in the small hall after the class. Bookings are required from those who wish to join in. Call Befriend Motherwell on 01698 440 180 to register. Coffee and chat continues to be available at Crosshill Parish Church each Thursday morning from 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. All welcome to drop in. The next Messy Church will take place on the afternoon of Sunday, November the 26th from 3:30 p.m. This will be held in our halls and end with a snack meal at 5 p.m. No charge made for joining in. All primary school aged children welcome. Great fun for all as usual. To assist with planning the crafts and games, plus snack meal, we ask that you register the names of children coming along. You can do this at the church Facebook page or by contacting the office. Home Church Scotland, Lammermuir Road, Kirkintilloch, G662AB, Home Church Kirkintilloch, Home Church East End, Carmyle, G32ADB, and online, a church for all ages. Now may the Lord give of peace give you a peace at all times and in every day. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse 16. Sunday, November the 19th, Communion, 9:30 a.m, 10 a.m. prayer meeting, followed by refreshments, 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m, worship service, children's church and creche, followed by refreshments. A warm welcome awaits you. Home Church Carmyle, 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. Minibus leaves Home Church at 5:45 p.m. for the evening service. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, Bible studies and discussion groups in person and on Zoom. Wednesdays, mothers and babies, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Home groups, 7:15 p.m. at Kirkintilloch and Carmyle. Fridays, craft and coffee, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. open to the community. Youth Fellowship, 7:30 to 9 p.m. a varied programme. Home radio available every day. See Facebook, Instagram and Home Church website for the latest information. Lindsay Old Parish Hall. We will be joining with St Mary's Parish Church, Kirkintilloch at 11 a.m. on Sunday, November the 19th. Monday evenings at 7:15 p.m. is time out for ladies in the church hall. A social event for all ages. Thursday, November the 23rd. Thursday club meeting in the church hall 2 to 4 p.m. Enjoy tea and coffee and home baking, followed by a game of Scrabble, Dominoes, Rummy Cub or Uno. There are books for sale and any donations go to the Women's Aid. There is also a church sales table with cards, knitted baby jackets, homemade jam, chutney, etc. The quilt and craft group meet every Wednesday 10 a.m. till noon in the session room. Ideal for beginners or those with more experience. Scottish Country Dancing every Thursday 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. in the church hall. Come along for fun, fitness and friendship. You'll be made very welcome. Colston Well Park Church. The service this Sunday will be led by Reverend Malcolm Cuthbertson. Join us for tea and coffee in the hall. On Monday, the art club is at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. New members welcome. Phone Ramsay on 07709 584 680. This Wednesday, the Colston Tea Break, our community drop-in, is open from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Come and enjoy good food, good chat and good company, and it's free. The food bank continues its essential work and is open from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Kenmuir Parish Church. All are welcome to join us in our Sunday morning worship, both in church and online on our YouTube channel. The church service begins at 11 a.m. and the online version will be streamed live from then. Teas and coffees and a time of fellowship follows the end of the church service. you can find our channel by simply searching for Kim Your Bishop Briggs on YouTube. Details of all of our groups that are currently running may be found on our website, kenmuir-church.co.uk. To find us on Facebook, just search for Kim Your Parish Church. If you would like to join our WhatsApp group or receive the Bible studies from ABC, then email us at kenmuirchurch@icloud.com. That's kenmuirchurch@icloud.com. St Mary's Parish Church. The service, Sunday, November the 26th, will begin at 11 a.m. and will be held by the Reverend Dr. Ruth Morrison. There will be age-related activities for the young church in the church halls during the service. Wednesday welcome will take place on Wednesday, November the 22nd, as usual. We will meet in the session house from 10 a.m, when tea, coffee and home baking will be available until 11:30 a.m. A short service will follow at 11:30 a.m. On Saturday, November 25th, St Mary's will be open from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m, taking part in the Crafty taking place in the Barley Bank car park. Adventurous teddies are welcome to zip wire from the church balcony to the front of the church. There will be crafts on sale and craft related activities for children. There will also be a tea room with hot drinks and home baking. At 4 p.m. there will be a chance to join in a Christmas carol sing-along, and at 5 p.m. the Christmas tree lights on the tree in the church tower will be switched on. Lindsay Union Parish Church. We will be visiting our friends at St Mary's Parish Church for a joint cluster service on Sunday, November the 19th at 11 a.m. The meeting place opens for tea and coffee and home baking every Wednesday 10 a.m. to noon in the New Hall. Everyone, from the very young to the young at heart, is welcome to attend. We also have a good selection of greetings cards and second-hand books for sale. The Bridge Club is meeting in the New Hall 1 to 3 p.m. Youth Cafe Thursday 3:45 p.m. to 5 p.m. A place where young people can hang out, relax and have a good time after a long day at school. Each week there is a free snack, with lots of different things to do, such as games consoles, table tennis, arts and crafts, board games, etc. The coffee pot is open on Fridays 10 a.m. till noon in the New Hall for teas, coffee and chat. Silver Movers on Sunday, November the 20th at 1:30 p.m. in the Old Hall. Gentle movement to music is good for both the body and the brain, and for seniors, it's highly beneficial. Sherry Carnegie, dance instructor, is going to lead us. Please bring a bottle of water if needed. Kirkintilla Church of God on Sunday at Regent Hall, Regent Street. There will be a Good News service at 4 p.m. The speaker will be Alex Brown from Wishaw. All welcome. Every Wednesday our coffee corner is open from noon to 2 p.m. for home baking and coffee. Join our friends and neighbours for a chat over coffee. Visit our website on www.regenthall.org. The Bible says, "The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. District News General, 15th of November. Ladies take part in Walk of Hope. Members of the Kirkintilla Inner Wheel Club recently took part in a sponsored Hope Walk on the canal. They walked from Kirkintilla to Cadder and back with the aim of raising money for the charity known as Papyrus, Prevention of Young Suicide. They were accompanied by the Papyrus area manager, Graham Young. The Inner Wheel support different charities each year at home and abroad, meeting in Wednesday Golf Club on the second Tuesday of each month at 6 p.m. and sharing a meal with a variety of interesting speakers. We are part of a national and international organisation, all with the same aims. Any ladies interested, call mobile 0755 7372975. Torrance Community Hall Meeting. Caldwell Halls Trust will hold the annual general meeting in Caldwell Halls, 16 Campsie Road, Torrens, on Tuesday, November the 28th at 7:30 PM. All welcome. Nominations to the Management Committee, welcome on the night, or in advance in writing to the Secretary. Caldwell Halls, 16 Campsie Road, Torrens, G64, 4 BM. Caldwellhalls.org at gmail.com. That's caldwellhalls.org @gmail.com. New members and volunteers are always welcome. The arts. Scottish Opera welcomes new talent. A talented group of emerging artists joined Scottish Opera for the 2023-24 season. Baritone Ross Cumming, soprano Inna Husavia, tenor Momon Bicey Lindy D, costume trainee Lovisa Litzgard, returning mezzo-soprano Lee Shaw as associate artist, and repetiteur Jose Javier Resendo. The Scottish Opera Emerging Artist Programme, which was launched in 2009, offers young talent a period of full-time work with the company to help launch their careers. They have opportunities to perform with Scottish Opera in live productions throughout the season, as well as work in-house with staff and visiting coaches to develop their skills. The emerging artist singers perform in a number of this season's productions and tours, and in recitals at the University of Glasgow and Royal Conservatoire of Scotland. They are supported by Scottish Opera's Emerging Artist Benefactors and Elizabeth Selveson. Initially set up to nurture outstanding young singers, the programme now also includes positions for a repeteur and costume trainee. Previous emerging artists include soprano Jennifer France, baritone Ben McAteer, repeteur Jonathan Sonyard, and composers Gareth Williams and Liam Patterson. Sarah Jane Davies, head of casting at Scottish Opera, said, "I am delighted to welcome Ross Cumming, Inna Husavia, Momwabisi Lindy, and Jose Javier Resendo to our Emerging Artist Programme, along with Lee Shaw, who is returning this season as an associate artist. There are many exciting projects ahead of them." The singers are involved in our productions of The Barber of Seville and La Traviata, in principal or covering roles. For our concert performances of Hansel and Gretel in December, Ross, Inna and Lee will be joining two recent Emerging Arts graduates before all four singers embark on the Spring Opera Highlights Tour. The singers and repeteur will also be performing in recitals at the RCS and University of Glasgow. Lorna Price, head of costume at Scottish Opera, said, "Lovisa Litzgard was a successful candidate for the Elizabeth Salveson costume trainee role this year. We believe that Lovisa is very talented, will excel in all areas of the department, and become a popular member amongst our existing team." Wonderful community event. Volunteers from the public, Kirkintilloch Rotary, Group Recovery Aftercare Community Enterprise, Rotary Community Champion Robert Smith, and Eastern Bartonshire Volunteer Action celebrated World Polio Day by planting 2,000 purple crocus bulbs in the Tranquility Garden in Hill Head. Pots, troughs and hampers were filled with great gusto. It was a perfect event for everyone to come together in true community spirit to plant little symbols of hope. The immunisation that prevents polio is given in the form of a sweet and sugary drop in the tongue. The Eastern Bartonshire Council Hub at the William Patrick Library was lit up in symbolic purple to mark the day.
Burns is a champ to bring change. An article written by Brian Yule and read by me, Corey. Wheelchair footballer Kieran Burns won the Champion for Change Award at the inaugural Variety Club Disability Sports Awards in Leeds. The 26-year-old from Bishop Briggs, who has cerebral palsy, was hailed for his tireless work in promoting wheelchair football since taking up the sport aged 15. Powerchair football offers those who are severely impaired the opportunity to experience the beautiful game and is open to anyone who uses a powered wheelchair or those who have limited movement in a manual wheelchair. Kieran plays and coaches for a team he set up in his hometown after almost a decade in the game playing for established clubs in Scotland and England such as Clyde, Celtic and Man United. FC United was founded in October 2022 after Kieran worked with United to Prevent Suicide to establish a community framework to ensure the players would have the necessary support for their mental health. The new club, which competes in the National Premiership, Scotland's top wheelchair league, has been such a success that the club has jumped from 6 to 15 players. Kieran said, "I'm over the moon to win this award, and it's a testament to all the hard work everyone at FC United has put in over the past year to get the club up and running and compete at the highest level in Scotland. When you're in a wheelchair, you can have a lot of things going on in your life, and can have a big impact on your mental health. I felt there was a gap in wheelchair football to provide proper support for players, and that was the motivation for setting up FC United. My main goal every week is to make the players smile, while working with them to help them become technically better. It's about giving someone in a wheelchair the opportunity to be themselves, improve their confidence and make new friends while playing football." That article was written by Brian Yule and read by me, Corey. Geraldine met Pope after charity trek. An article written by Brian Yule and read by me, Corey. Ballernock woman Geraldine McFowell was granted an audience with the Pope after her mammoth charity trek in aid for Mary's Meals and Dementia UK. Geraldine left her home at the start of May and arrived in Rome on Saturday, November 4th, after travelling around 2,000 miles through Scotland, England, France and Italy on foot. Last week, the 52-year-old attended a general audience at the Vatican, before being invited to meet Pope Francis along with her 94-year-old grandfather, Desmond McGowan. She said, "Tears flowed when I found out that I would be meeting Pope Francis. It was such a lovely and surreal experience to be so close to the Pope. Desmond was there representing my late parents, Pat and Agnes, and said, what would they be saying now? The Pope was brought to us on his wheelchair and I shook his hand and gifted him a copy of the book, The Shed, that fed 2 million children, the Mary's Meals story. He smiled and nodded, a fleeting moment, but one I will never forget." On arriving in Rome, Geraldine said, "It was such an emotional moment for me when I walked with my trailer into St. Peter's Square. The tears flowed then too, and continued as one by one I saw and hugged my friends who were waiting for me. Three of them walked with me the last few miles too, which was lovely to have their company as I reached the finish line. Mary's Meals serves nutritional school meals to more than 2.4 million children in 18 of the world's poorest countries. The charity's founder, Magnus McFarlane Barlow, founder of Mary's Meals, said, "I am in awe of Geraldine and those who have supported her for their incredible kindness to the children we serve. At Mary's Meals, we often talk about little acts of love, but this is a huge act. Walking from Glasgow to Rome is an unbelievable achievement, and I'm so delighted for her, not only to complete her challenge, but to share a moment with Pope Francis. Dementia UK is the specialist dementia nursing charity that is there for the whole family. Its nurses, known as Admiral Nurses, provide free specialist advice, support and understanding to anyone affected by dementia, whenever it is needed. Dr. Hilda Hale, Chief Admiral Nurse and CEO at Dementia UK, said, "Everyone at Dementia UK has been blown away by Geraldine's fundraising efforts, and the whole charity sends our heartfelt thanks and congratulations as she crosses the finish line in Rome. I'm taking on this mammoth challenge. Geraldine has raised vital funds which will help families and individuals affected by dementia access the life-changing support offered by our dementia specialist Admiral Nurses and National Helpline. There is still time to donate to Geraldine's fundraiser by visiting www.justgiving.com/Geraldine-MCFAUL1. That article was written by Brian Yule and read by me, Corey. City out of the cup to a clinical Celtic side. This article is unattributed, but it has been read by me, Corey. Glasgow City were knocked out of the Sky Sports Cup on Friday after a 3-0 loss away to Celtic in the quarter-final. Hayley Lauder and Lauren Davidson both had chances to give City the lead, but it was the home side who went in front after 6 minutes with a Natalie Ross header. City pressed for an equaliser as Emily Whelan had a hat-trick of chances, but couldn't find the net as they went in at the break 1-0 down. 7 minutes into the second half, Celtic doubled their lead as City keeper Lee Gibson failed to deal with a Ross corner and Amy Gallagher tapped in. Kit Loferski sealed her side's progression on 72 minutes as she scored with the outside of her right foot. City head coach Leanne Ross told the club's media team, "Celtic were clinical again, and that is where we need to get to. We're creating chances, and if we take some of them, then the game might be different." It is back to league action on Sunday for City as they host SWPL1 leaders Rangers. Championship leaders Rossville Women won 4-0 away to Dryborough Athletic at the weekend. Megan Whiteford opened the scoring and Lindsay Holmes doubled the advantage to lead 2-0 at the break. Amy Allen added a third at the start of the second half, and Whiteford grabbed her second to round off the scoring. Next up for Rossville is a trip to Renfrew Ladies on Sunday. Meanwhile, the draw for the Scottish Gas Women's Scottish Cup will see Rossville host City, with the tie due to be played on January 7th. That article was unattributed, but it was read by me, Corey. Peter's Hill is raising funds for Paul's operation. This article is unattributed, but it is being read by me, Corey. Peter's Hill is raising funds to help recoup the cost of Paul Fee's ACL surgery after the young midfielder was injured in pre-season. The cost of the operation was £8,450. The club held a bucket collection at two recent home games, faced Broomhill in a friendly last night, Tuesday, and a crowdfunding campaign has now been launched. Fee from Springburn joined the Jimmy Johnston Academy in 2013, before moving on to the Rangers Supporters Association Boys Club 2 years later. He would further develop his skills at Alloa Athletic and Albion Rovers before arriving at Peter's Hill. Eric Ross, who launched the crowdfunding campaign, said, "The fundraising is to help a young semi-professional football player continue playing football and get back to his full-time job as quickly as possible. To make a donation, visit www.justgiving.com/crowdfunding paul-fee. That's paul-fee. Peter Sill moves up to the WOS First Division with a 4-0 win away to May Boyle Juniors on Saturday. P.G. McGiff gave the visitors the lead after 56 minutes. With 8 minutes left, May Boyle were reduced to 9 men. Connor Higgins converted from the spot. Alex Castles scored a second penalty in the last minute, and McGiff rounded off the scoring in injury time. There was a 5-2 win for Ashfield at home to Kilburnie Ladeside as they recovered from 2-0 down at the break. Sean Doherty pulled one back before Sean Slevin grabbed a double to put Ashfield again. And an own goal with a debut strike from Josh Wilton sealed the points. Peters Hill host Neilston in the league on Saturday, while Ashfield visits Largs Thistle in the fourth round of the South Regional Challenge Cup. Kirkintilloch Rob Roy claimed a first victory under new manager Danny Ferry, winning 2-1 at home to Troon in the WOS Premier Division. After grabbing their first league win since August, this Saturday we'll see Rob Roy head to Beath Juniors in the fourth round of the South Regional Challenge Cup. Caledonian Locomotive drew 2-2 at home to Muirkirk Juniors in the WOS Second Division, while Glasgow Perthshire won 4-2 away to Bonnyton Thistle. Both are in league action this Saturday, as Cali are at Larkhall Thistle and Shire welcome Forth Wanderers. West Park United are through to the semi-final of the Strathclyde Demolition Cup with a 3-1 win home to Forth and have been handed a home tie with Neilston. It is back to league action as West Park travel to Port Glasgow Juniors on Saturday in the 3rd Division. Rossville lost 5-3 away to East Kilbride Thistle in the 4th Division at the weekend and are at Griffnock this Saturday. That article was unattributed, but it was read by me, Corey.
That concludes this week's edition of the Kirkintilloch Herald podcast. Please remember to subscribe to our channels at Hume Review and tell your friends about our service.